Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. I was at a Heaven and Business conference, and at the start of the second day, Andy Mason said, I'm going to read Ephesians 2:10, and I'm going to do it out loud. I think he said three times, though, in the end. I think he did it four times. But he said, I want you to listen to this and note the words that leap out for you. And then I want you to just talk to the Lord about it for about 5 minutes. And then after that, we ended up sharing with the person sitting next to us what we were getting. But this was the verse that he chose, Ephesians 2:10. And he read the verse twice in, I think, four different translations. And so probably he started off with the New King James Version, and I memorized it years ago in the King James, and it's in the King James, it says something like this: But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And so this is the basic meaning of that particular verse. We're God's workmanship. He created us to do good works. He prepared them beforehand for us to walk in them. Or a different translation says something about we're God's masterpiece, and he planned works for us to do long ago. Another one, we're his handiwork, and I think this one is in the Message. And there were other words like recreated, good life, made ready, prearranged. Eugene Peterson has such a distinctive style. It's just stunningly beautiful. And then in the Passion Translation, it talks about how we're God's poetry, that destined, joined. So those were the words that really leapt for me. And so I spent some time just thinking about that. And I was in Amsterdam in 2023 and went and looked at a bunch of the masters, Vermeer, Rembrandt. Unfortunately, the Van Gogh Museum was completely sold out for the entire week that I was there. So did not get to go to the Van Gogh Museum, but I think the Lord said I could go back to Amsterdam at some point if I wanted to. So we'll get there in the end. But just going and seeing how astonishing those old oil paintings are. And I studied, I was an English and humanities major, so I studied art, music, literature from mostly from Europe, though I guess we could say Western civilization. And I know that many of those old oil paintings would take a year to dry, and that the artist would sometimes do 100 layers of oils in a particular place in order to make it the shade or the richness or the depth of beauty that the artist was seeking. And I just kept thinking about this, that we are God's masterpiece. It's like we are that piece of art that has been labored over and loved. And so as I kept thinking about it, it was like we're something that has been cared for and carefully formed, that it's something that it's painstaking. It takes time. That I also think as a creator myself, there's a part where you just treasure the things that you create. Like, oh my goodness, you see this? My hands formed this thing. Like, I love it. It's amazing. And then that idea of the Lord preparing them in advance for us to do, there's that sense that there was like a long waiting before the release. And yet there wasn't a hurry. You know, it's not like me sometimes, like, could we please just get on with it? That it's like, oh, it's coming. The time is coming. I'm patient, but I'm enjoying both the wait. And now that it's time for those good works to be released, it's like, yes, let's do it. I'm so happy. And then during the creation of a masterpiece, I think there's really a time of exploration. I remember trying to do a work of art at one point, making a backdrop for a particular show. And I had to walk away. I was so frustrated with the process and how it didn't look like what I wanted it to look like. And a friend finished it up, and I asked her later, because it turned out amazingly well. And I was like, how did you do that? And she said, oh, I just have faith that after I get started, it'll just all come together. And I thought, okay, either I don't have enough patience or I've actually never seen the end result actually coming together the way I wanted. I don't know. But in any case, I am not a visual artist and I have made my peace with that. But for people who are, I think there probably is that sense of exploration, like, okay, I've done 100 layers, or I'm only at 90 layers now. There's a little bit more for me to do. I'm going to keep working it and trust the process. And then I was thinking about how when we look at a piece of art, let's say Rembrandt's The Night Watch, which is the size of a room. I mean, it's ridiculous how big it is. And nobody looks at that painting and thinks, wow, this painting is the very best. I mean, maybe they do. But the reality is, it's not really about the painting so much as it's about Rembrandt. And that Rembrandt, as the artist, is amazing. And we can look at the painting and be excited, like, wow, it's huge, and wow, it's so interesting. And yet, the reality is, it's really the artist that we're in awe of. And that seems really appropriate, you know, that people can look at us as people and be like, that person is so awesome. And it's true. But the realer and deeper reality is that it is the creator who created and then who had these good works that is so fun. And so what made me absolutely chuckle was the person I was sitting next to, I asked him, you know, so what were you thinking? And he was like, I was just thinking about that God has prepared these works for so long. You know, it's like such a long time that he had these in mind. So he had a completely different direction, of course, because that's how it is with the scriptures, that they're so multifaceted that each of us brings our own life experience to them. But then as I shared with him what I had been thinking about, he kind of laughed and was like, yeah, and then what if you're one of those early Picassos and people were like, what the heck are you doing? And I just started laughing, like, oh my goodness, what if you were one of those early Picassos? And you're like, well, I'm pretty much completely misunderstood and nobody really likes me, but one day people are going to think I'm awesome. Anyway, it was just kind of a funny moment that just because you're God's masterpiece doesn't mean that everybody's going to be in awe of you at all times. Amen to that. So Lord, I thank you that we can come to your scripture and just rest or alight or hover over a particular scripture for a while. And that delights you, that you have gifts for us, even in a single verse. And Lord, I thank you that your gifts in a single verse will be different for me than they are for Bruce. They'll be different than they are for Andy or for Marin. And so, Lord, thank you that you have a gift for each of us. Yeah, Lord, thank you that you have made us, that you've created us, that we are your handiwork, your workmanship, your masterpiece, your poetry. Oh, thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen.